We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Shout to N-O-R-E. He's up listening right now. What up, Nori?
N-O-R-E. What's up, my brother?
All right.
What's my guy, man? Salute to Nori.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, new Beyonce. Beyonce has announced the release date for her new 16-song project, and it's called Renaissance. It's coming out July 29th. On Tidal, they posted Beyonce, Renaissance, July 29th, Act 1. So get ready for that. Everybody was talking about new music coming out because she had removed her profile photos across all her social media platforms last week. Mm-hmm. And then they said there was the Easter egg when the Be Good Foundation Twitter account shared a collage of album covers to celebrate Black History Month. And so this would be her 7th studio album.
I got a feeling she's dropping 2 because she put B7 and B8. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she's dropping 2. But very interesting. I am interested to hear what a 40-year-old mother of 3 married for over a decade Beyonce has to say. And I like the fact that there's a traditional rollout this time. I'm ready.
Now, mm-hmm. According to reports and on the Jasmine brand, they said that Beyonce's new album is ready, but this era will be like no other. She wrote most of the songs during the pandemic when she was desperate to be with her fans and perform. This new record and campaign will be her most interactive one yet because she wants to reach out to the fans. It will focus on live experiences outside of touring, including intimate shows and pop-up performances.
That's dope.
She's planning to spend a lot of time performing and promoting it in the UK, so there will be unique surprises in store for the British fans. People in her camp have scouted out venues for her to perform at when the music comes out, and then there will be another huge tour later on.
I wonder why the UK. Why not here first? Just curious.
I don't have no idea. I don't question Beyonce, sir. And neither should you.
There's always a plan. And we don't know what
it
is
asking,
yet.
I'm just curious.
And I wonder if she'll do any interviews. Mm-hmm. At least one, right? Maybe let Blue Ivy interview her.
Something on title.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be like Blue Ivy.
Let Blue Ivy interview Beyonce. Something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Okay, now Megan Thee Stallion, in the meantime, speaking of interviews, is on the cover of Rolling Stone. She posted the cover and said, "I will never break it. I'm damn sure I'm never backing down. God's favorite, a.k.a. the It Girl, a.k.a. the Hot Girl Coach, a.k.a. the MF H-Town Hottie, for the cover of Rolling Stone. Now, in that story, she told the writer, Mia Kapara Conte, that she's been portrayed as the villain in this case. She said, I want him to go to jail, as far as Tory Lanez. I want him to go under the jail. And she also said that she feels like people aren't taking her experience seriously. She said, in some kind of way, I became the villain. And I don't know if people don't take it seriously because I seem strong. I wonder if it's because of the way I look. And she's just trying to figure out, is it because I'm not light enough? Is it that I'm not white enough? Am I not the shape, the height? Because I'm not petite, do I not seem like I'm worth being treated like a woman? Now, Tory Lanez has continued to refute Megan Thee Stallion's claim. She said, I feel like you've already tried to break me enough. You've already shot me. So why are you dragging it out like this? Like, what else? Have you hated me this much the whole time and I didn't see it? And she said some of the raw emotions she's been feeling over these last few years will be reflected in her upcoming album, which she hopes comes out this summer. She said, I want to take you through so many different emotions. Damn. At first you was twerking. Now you might be crying.
I really wish. I can't wait for this court case to be over for her. I feel bad for her because every time she does an interview, she has to relive. They ask the questions, and it makes the, you know, the public go against her. Some support her, some go against her, and obviously it's affecting her mentally.
Well, other things she talks about in this Rolling Stone piece is her relationship with Partisan Fontaine, clearly mm-hmm. a bright spot, and her last conversations with her mother.
Partisan Fontaine, you need to marry Megan Thee Stallion already, okay? I tell you this all the time. Marry Megan Thee Stallion, start going to therapy. Submit your will to God and just watch how things change in your life.
All right. Well, last week, Tory Lanez, his lawyer was in court and they feel like they have issues with Megan Thee Stallion speaking about the case. And, you know, they've accused him of leaking documents and things like that. So in other news, Kelsey Nicole, who was Megan Thee Stallion's best friend, who was there that night, has responded to Meg's cover feature with Rolling Stone. She actually posted this on her Instagram.
If y'all not catching on to the social media games by now, then I don't know what to tell y'all. But you guys have to pay attention. Like, I knew this was going to happen. This is just the beginning, y'all. I know y'all want me to talk, but this is just the beginning. So, like, when it's my turn, just know I'm going to break everything down, okay? And we're going to see who really looked bad in the end.
That means she's taking a stand in the case?
She would almost have to, right? Yeah, she has to. And by the way, Kelsey just had a baby, so she's a new mom. And in the article, Megan said, I'm like, Kelsey, as my best friend, why would you meet up with the person you saw shoot your best friend? And she said, Megan, y'all wasn't answering my calls. My back was against the wall. I didn't know what to do. What the F do you mean your back is against the wall? You're the only person in this situation that would clear this up for me. So that's what Kelsey was responding to when she posted that video.
I'm really interested to see if the court of law can beat the court of public opinion nowadays, because I really don't mm-hmm. know anymore. I don't even know if it's worth discussing whatever your case is in the court of public opinion. I would rather just everything play out in court.
Because, well, in Amber Heard's interview that she just did, she was saying that she feels like part of the reason why she couldn't win was because of all the activity on social media and public opinion.
The only reason I think that was a little different is because people were reacting to the things she was actually saying in court. Mm-hmm. It's not like they didn't, like, this one is different because everybody's already come to their own conclusions and they haven't even taken the stand or anything right. yet. Amber Heard, people were just reacting to what they were seeing coming from the actual case.
That was a wild case.
All right, well, that is your rumor reports.
That was a wild case.
All right.
Well, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that down, Kachu?
Let's talk people getting microchips put in places that they probably don't want them. What do they think people are listening to? What do they think people are hearing? We'll discuss it for after the hour.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years. Switch to The General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating Walbrook, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Thursday, June 16th goes to a woman named Kania Aparecida. I probably didn't pronounce that right, but she's from Brazil. And donkey of the day is going to her husband. Her husband is not named in this story. Why, I don't know, because he's just as fool up as she is. Now, let me tell you this story. This young lady is 27 years old. And in 2019, she had two wisdom teeth removed. And she said ever since she had her wisdom teeth removed, that everything that is said in her family's house, people in the street find out. I repeat, 27-year-old Kania Aparecida of Brazil had two wisdom teeth removed, and she said ever since she had them removed, that everything that is said in the family's home, people on the street find out. What the hell are you talking about, Uncle Shala? Let me explain. See, Kania is accusing a dentist of implanting a microchip in her mouth that allows him and his staff to listen to her family's conversations. I repeat, Kania Aparecida of Brazil claims that a dentist secretly implanted a microchip in her mouth 3 years ago to listen to her family's conversations. I am not making this up. Okay, I don't have that kind of imagination. Besides, there is not a writer alive who could create these kind of scenarios. What's the point of satire when the real world is this absurd? Kania told news outlet G1 in Brazil that I had two wisdom teeth extracted, and without my authorization, they implanted a microchip in my mouth and listened to my conversations. But my husband saw that it was in my mouth, and the dentist doesn't want to take it out. Kania and her husband have somehow convinced themselves that this dentist implanted a microchip in her mouth, and everything that is said in the family's home, people on the street find out. In fact, they believe that the microchip that was implanted in their mouth makes it possible to hear all their WhatsApp conversations. I have no idea what all of this means. Okay, I don't know what's going on in the world anymore, man. It's one thing when it's one person. When it's one person that's believing this, you can say, okay, this might be, you know, a case of paranoid schizophrenia, but how does a wife and husband end up believing this together? Okay, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I don't believe paranoid schizophrenia is contagious. Now, Kania and her husband didn't just believe this. They believed it so much that they went to the dentist on Wednesday, okay, with their three children and demanded that the dentist remove the alleged chip. Okay, if y'all don't believe me, go online and look up the video. The video footage shows her husband breaking three computer screens and a TV while both of them grabbed items from these dentist desks and started attacking the workers. Okay, they tore this place up. In the video, the husband runs and karate kicks the wall and then falls and gets mad at the wall. So he decided to then take that anger and frustration out on the TV screen. Her husband released a statement, and this is the statement. We act according to emotions. See, right there, you already lost me. Okay, what does your Uncle Shala always tell y'all? Don't allow your emotions to overpower your intelligence. I don't know what YouTube videos y'all been watching or how many times you've read Behold a Pale Horse. Great book, by the way. I recommend you read it. But something triggered y'all to have these thoughts, and I truly don't know why. But let me finish his statement. We act according to emotions. We just need to take the chip out from her. We've asked several times, and the dentist doesn't take it out. We tried to talk yesterday, and they didn't want to hear us. Office workers told authorities that Kania threatened them, all right? Well, her husband threatened them and showed them image of a gun he had on his cell phone.
What? Okay.
By the way, that alone is donkey of the day worthy. Imagine someone threatening you by showing you a picture of a gun on their cell phone. Don't make me go to my car and get this, okay? Is this what the world has come to? Are we so detached from reality because of our smart devices that we think having pictures of our pistols on our phones is the same as actually having our pistols on us? Please, let's not set this precedent. All right, some police officers have already killed unarmed men because they mistook their cell phone for a gun. So imagine he had a picture of a gun on his phone. Imagine a cop saying that. He had a picture of a gun on his phone. I had to shoot him. I felt threatened. Like, society, where are we going? Listen, man, I am baffled by this story. Okay, this is Florida levels of crazy. Matter of fact, Florida, I'm not even going to do y'all like that. I've never heard anything like this in my life. But I have one question for people who think things like a dentist would put a microchip in your mouth. Why you? How come you don't ever hear people of importance saying things like this? Of all the people whose mouth we would want to tap, okay, I feel like I need to pause that. All the people who actually probably have world secrets, all these people who are plotting and planning the new world order, just why you, Kania? What is being said in your house that a dentist would go out of his way to bug your molars? Who called that? Okay? I just want to know. Help me understand. And why would he put a microchip in your mouth and make it to where everyone out in the street can hear y'all? Like, why would regular everyday people in Brazil care about what is coming out of the Aparecida household? I'm all for people thinking highly of themselves, but this is just why Donkey of the Day was invented in the first place. Please give Kania Aparecida and her husband the biggest hee-haw. This world is going mad, okay? Brothers and sisters, people, please, man, go to therapy. Find a sacred purpose coach, a spiritual leader, drink some water. Please disconnect from social media. Just please, please, please start taking care of your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, because I don't know what this earth is coming to.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we usually do Ask Ye, but instead, we have a special guest joining us.
Who we got?
Yes, Jessica Nabongo. Now, I love this woman because she is the first black woman to have traveled to every country in the world. 195
countries.
195, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
195 countries, which is a huge deal, and she has a book that she did with National Geographic documenting the experience. So she's going to talk about how she made it happen and also give you some anecdotes from different places that she went to. So for anybody who's interested in traveling, this is a great, great interview to listen to. And she has a book out right now, The Catch Me If You Can.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Usually we do Ask Yee here, but today we got a special guest joining us. Her name is Jessica Nabongo. She's an author. She has a book called Catch Me If You Can. She's a woman who's traveled to every country in the world, all 195 countries. Welcome.
Thank you.
Detroit's own Jessica Nabongo.
Yes, Detroit's own.
The traveler out there. So tell us about this book. What is this book about?
Yes. So this book is published by National Geographic. Mm-hmm. And I'm the first black woman to visit every single country in the world.
Nice.
195.
Okay.
And so this book, it goes over 100 countries. So I wrote 100 stories from 100 countries, and there's over 300 images. Which I think is really important, especially for National Geographic, because to see a free black woman frolicking around the world, I think that's really important, especially coming out of that historic brand. And that's what this book is doing.
So. Now, the first thing that Envy said to me when I was like, oh, my God, this story is amazing. She went to every country in the world was, well, she must have had a lot of money to be able to do that. I know that's
expensive.
The first thing that people think.
I mean, you ain't got for six sure. kids like me traveling with you, but it's still expensive.
I do not have any. Yeah, no, for sure. And I found little tips and tricks along the way. Firstly, I was running my own travel agency at the time. So that, you know, I had income. I was just
Jet
working
Black.
Remotely. Jet Black, yes.
So you Shout know when out. The flights are cheap.
Yes.
You know where you could. Okay, all right.
Yes. And then I use credit cards with travel rewards for like everyday purchases. So every single day I'm earning points. So then I had tons of free flights
I'm a
that
fan
way.
Of that.
Yeah.
I got my Delta Amex card.
Yes.
I got my Amex Platinum card. I get to yes. go into Sky Clubs and other priority yes. pass lounges for free.
I love the one at JFK, the yeah. Amex. Lounge at JFK.
The Centurion Lounge. Now, another thing that you said is to chase the deal, not the destination. That's one of your tips for people also. So explain that.
Yeah. So there's websites I use like flightdeal.com, secretflying.com. And so every day they send emails out and it'll be like New York to Bolivia, $300 or whatever. So if you just want to travel, you can just, you know, you get that email and instead of saying like, oh, I want to go to Puerto Rico or I want to go to France, just let that email drive where you go so you can just get a $300 flight to anywhere.
So you
in the
don't
world.
Care about seats. If you're sitting by the toilet, they.
Oh, no, go, that's not my life.
Oh, okay, all right. Because that's what those flights sound like.
Slow down.
No.
To Australia, yeah, you're in the middle row, next to the toilet. You got to put one leg behind your back. You got to put your arm up the whole time. Like, that's what it sounds like.
But look, here's the thing. If you have loyalty to an airline, even when you buy those cheap flights, you get free upgrades, at mm-hmm. least to like. Economy comfort,
Delta
or
comfort,
you
right.
know, you know, you could just splurge a little bit and mm-hmm. do Delta One.
So, what's your favorite place that you've been, and why?
Oh goodness, that's so hard. People ask me that. It's like you got six kids. It's mm-hmm. like, I don't want to ask if you have a favorite child,
I don't. They don't say that, but I don't. Okay.
But yeah, it's really hard. Like, there's so many places I love. I've been to 50 countries more than once. But like, some of my favorites are Cuba, Iran, Japan, Senegal, Kenya. Those are some of my.
Now, it's interesting because in the book you also talk about sometimes we're socialized to think that certain places are. dangerous to go to or that you shouldn't want to go there. So can you talk about those experiences? Because even on your list of favorite places, those might be some places that people would be scared to go. As a woman, also traveling alone sometimes.
Because you just said Iran. I don't know if they've called me and said, hey, Envy, would you do a show in Iran? I'd be like, I don't know. It made me kind of nervous.
But it's amazing. Yeah, so like to that point, like there's no country in the world that's completely safe. There is no country in the world that's completely unsafe. And quite frankly, as a Black woman, most of the worst things that have happened to me have happened in the U.S. Like, hands down.
I would say that too, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Miami, cops pulled a gun on me. That has never happened to me anywhere else. I've been to 89 countries solo in the Middle East and Africa. You know, all these scary places. And I think at the end of the day, the thing that I learned from this is most people are good. Like, my journey was made beautiful by the kindness of strangers in all these countries. And so in picking the 100 countries that are in the book, I included places like South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, so that not only can I show beautiful images from those countries, but also to sort of demystify these places and like show the humanity there that we never get to see on the news.
Mm-hmm. And you also said not every acknowledgement of your race is racism. That's something you say too. So sometimes you might go places and people are curious, what's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Where you went in feeling like this is racist or feeling like this is just curiosity or amazement.
Yeah, I feel like, so Malcolm X has a quote which is in the book, and he says something, I'm paraphrasing. He says, American propaganda is such that they convince us no matter how bad we catch it here, it's going to be worse anywhere else. So I feel like a lot of Black people who travel abroad, we go with that energy of like, oh, like we have our guard up. We're thinking somebody's going to be racist just because, you know, our experience in the U.S. But every time someone acknowledges your race, it's not racism. A lot of times it's curiosity. You know, you'll go to a lot of Asian countries and they'll want to take pictures with you. They may assume you're a celebrity or like a basketball player or whatever. And it's just because you got to think, African-American culture is the most exported culture in the world. Mm-hmm. Think about the music. Think about television. Think about athletics. There is no other culture that like goes across the globe at the same rate in the same depth. So, yeah, a lot of people in the world are very excited to meet Black people because a lot of them just don't have Black people in their country.
Correct.
And it's because these are their idols. You know what I mean? There's little kids in Kyrgyzstan who, like, idolize Beyonce or Rihanna or whoever. And so, yeah, they're going to be really excited when they meet you. But it's not, you know, it's not voyeurism or anything. It's just because of the culture and how it's been exported around the world.
Now, you were teaching in Japan.
I was.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Arigato.
It was funny because
that's my only word. I go there all the time. That's the only thing they taught me. Arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu. So I actually cut my
hair.
What
you say back? I don't know what you said back. I only know arigato. What did you say back?
Arigato gozaimasu. That's just like a more formal way of saying thank you. Okay. It's like thank you very much, kind of.
That's all
he said. He said hello.
No, I know I said thank you. That's all they taught me. I used to do a lot of shows there.
I miss Japan a lot. I'm like, is it open fun. Yet? It was great. So I cut my hair in 2008 when I moved there because like I had a pixie cut and I don't know how to do my own hair. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm gonna just shave it off so I can, you know, do my thing. And so when I first got there, I felt like I was in a zoo because the kids and the parents were just like, what is happening? What is this thing in front of us? You know, but after like a month, I would say it was great. And honestly, it was one of the best places I lived. Like Japanese culture is really interesting. Best customer service in the world, and you don't have to tip nobody. They just do their job and do it well. I love it.
That tipping thing is interesting because you know, some cultures don't tip. And I was at a restaurant here and these women were sitting behind me. I think they were from like I think they said Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And maybe they don't tip there. Mm-hmm. And so they were asking me, like, you know, they were angry at us at the other place, like, what are we supposed to do? Because they didn't know about tipping.
Yeah, because in other countries, they pay people a living wage and the customer isn't responsible for, you know, like adding on the tip. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., we've just gotten used to it. And it's like creeped up because now it's like 20%. They'll put 25% on there. Right. And I'm like, but wait, what?
Give you options.
You know what I mean? But it's a very American thing, like tipping culture.
All right, we have more with Jessica Nabongo when we come back.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
The Breakfast Club, good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Jessica Nabongo. Yee.
So you think that teaching in Japan was kind of like the catalyst for you deciding that you wanted to go on this journey?
So I grew up traveling. So my parents are from Uganda, and we traveled a lot when I was little. By the time I graduated high school, I'd been to like 8 countries. Mm-hmm. But living in Japan definitely opened the world up. It was the first time I lived abroad. And after that, I was like, I want to live abroad for 3 more years. I ended up staying abroad for 7 years. I did my master's in London. I lived in Italy, and I lived in West Africa. So those were amazing experiences. And so in 2009, between Japan and London, I started my blog, The Catch Me If You Can, which is where the name of the book comes from. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because my friends always call me Carmen San Diego. And so,
where is she?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, can we do a reboot?
You know, I've been following your journey. I've always been so jealous. Like, I want to be able to just be like, all right, I'm out. I can't even take a week off from work without them getting on my back about where are you? Where have you been?
Just take a mic with you.
No, I go. That's what I do. I go everywhere.
We know, MB. You do.
My wife, she finds the weird places I've never heard about, and she books these trips, and we just go. I was going to ask, you know, is it difficult when you travel to these places, the fact that you don't speak the native language and getting around and traveling, is that always difficult and hard for you?
No, because you know what I always do? If I go somewhere and I really, like, I speak French and some, like, Spanish and Portuguese and Italian, so that helps with a lot of the world. But in places that I don't, I look for someone who's like between 12 and 15, because those kids are learning English in school.
Got you.
So that's the trick, you know, like find a younger child, like walking down the street and be like, excuse me, can you help me? And they usually, that has always worked for me in 100% of the cases. So that's a little.
And now
little
they have
tip.
All these apps where you could like talk
those
into
apps
it.
Suck, bro.
I see that on 90 Day Fiancé. That's how I know.
My kids use the app better than me. But like, they'd be like, Dad, say this. And then we got to talk to them. We got to show them and go back. Those apps suck. I was going to ask, if you had to say five places that you would say people have to go, if there was only five places that you would say you have to choose, what would be the five places?
Okay. You are really killing me right now. Okay. Egypt. I think just because.
I got to go to Egypt.
You haven't been yet? Okay. We'll talk.
They haven't
booked
me for a party there yet, but.
We'll talk.
I'm just joking.
Egypt for sure. You know, it's just one of those places you learn about from when you're a child, and like it's as magical in person as it is as a child. This is so hard. Japan.
Love Japan.
I just love the culture. Kansai. So the Kansai region is like Kyoto, Osaka, and Kobe.
Osaka and Kobe.
I prefer that to Tokyo.
And they love the music. They love the culture.
Oh, yeah.
They
for
love
sure.
the culture.
For sure. 100%.
And their fashion is on point.
Yeah, I love it. Senegal is my current obsession. It's so close to here. From here in Delta, it's like a 7-hour flight.
That's it?
It's amazing. You can go for 3 days. Yeah, it's amazing.
Really?
Great beaches, and it's like it's very African because it's Africa, but it has a calmness about it, which I think comes from Islam, so I love that. Okay. So Sudan is the country in the world that has the most pyramids and the oldest, but nobody goes there. When we went to see those pyramids, we were the only ones there. And there was like, there's no ticket booth, there's nothing.
Just pull up.
Just pull up. So like when you go to Giza, it's tons of people, but when you go to Sudan, it's like there's nobody there, and it's such an amazing experience. Cuba. I'm obsessed with Cuba.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine that. And at first, you didn't even want to go there.
Yeah, I know. I'm obsessed with Cuba.
I want to go to Cuba, too. I see the car culture just looks like everything just reminds me of, oh, I want to go back.
Yeah, and it's because of the embargo. So it's like, it's not that they have those cars because they really love them. They have no other option. So, like, they've learned how to maintain them and, you know, do everything they need to do. Amazing. Like the people, the food.
I'm gonna ask a stupid question.
Rum.
Are we allowed in Cuba now? I know one time we couldn't go, we had to go around to get to Cuba and then come back around. Are we?
So the rules have recently loosened up a little bit because Trump tightened them when he was leaving. And so now Biden just loosened it up a little bit. You guys are journalists. Mm-hmm. So you can go to Cuba as journalists.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, get on down there.
Okay. We can be journalists for the sake of a trip to Cuba.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to play that game. And then I'm stuck in Cuba. And then I'm like, well, you know, Jessica said that we were journalists.
Okay, last one. I'm going to say Mexico.
Okay.
What part?
You know, I love Mexico City. They have wine country, like Jalisco, which is where tequila is from. I think people, you know, always just go to like Tulum, which... Okay.
Everyone was just in Tulum.
Everyone in New York was in Tulum, and LA was in Cabo. Mm-hmm. So if you go outside of that, Mexican culture is so rich. Like, you know, we take tequila for granted. Mm-hmm. There's mezcal, but also just the
mezcal.
Food. You know, it's such a huge, diverse country. So I would like encourage people just to get away from Cancun and Cabo and just see what else the country has to offer.
Well, I really enjoy, first of all, looking at the pictures. You know,
absolutely.
I told you, I've been following you.
Oh, I know.
And on Instagram. Good. We've been talking about doing this, so I'm glad that you made it up here. But this
Thank
is just
you.
Beautiful and amazing. Now you done went to every single country. Now what?
Well, there's a TV show in development, so that'll be exciting. And yeah, you know, honestly, I'm so excited for this book to be out in the world and just to see how people react to it. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's a feel-good book. We need that right now. The world we're living in is so scary and so weird and so divided. And so I hope that people pick up this book and they laugh and they smile and really think differently about the world.
Well, thank you for joining us and congratulations and continue to travel the world.
Thank you.
You guys get this book, so open a page, and just go to the place that the page opens to.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's a new challenge.
All right. And when are we going to Mystique?
May 2024.
You see how I invited myself?
Mm-hmm.
I said,
May 2024 is
going
to be a movie.
Sam, you going too, right?
She'll be there.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. It's Jessica Nabongo. Her book, The Catch Me If You Can, is out right now. Pick it up. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm not making this up.
I wish you guys could hear the conversations we hear behind the scenes.
No, because it was something I was watching recently, and Method Man was playing a doctor, and he was telling the dude he had to do his own prostate exam. I can't remember what it was, though. It was funny as hell.
That sounded like a dream.
Oh, it was Michael Che's show. I'm bugging.
What dream?
That damn Shay. Yeah, it was Michael Che's show. Yeah. He had Method Man playing a doctor, and Method Man was telling the dude he had to do his own prostate exam. And when the dude was asking Meth to do it, Meth spazzed on him. Like, you kinky. He's acting like you.
He wasn't here when he found out you can't use that word.
What word?
That Lizzo had to take out of her.
Oh, spazz?
Spazz.
Man, please.
I said the same thing.
Come on.
But saying that kid, you spazzed?
I don't even know who I'm offending by saying that. I don't even know what that means.
People in the UK. I ain't saying it.
You said what?
I think people in the UK.
It's people who have
people in the UK.
Cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy. They said that's an ableist term.
Man, I don't even know what that is. What is ableist?
You know what cerebral palsy is, though.
I do.
So in the UK, that's
you
offensive
said cerebral
to people.
Palsy. What do you say?
Cerebral palsy.
Oh, cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
It's cerebral palsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says cerebral.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought he said cerebral.
So palsy. That means you can't do the Harlem Shake no more, then. Harlem Shake is offensive to people.
Very
now.
Offensive.
That's essentially what y'all saying. The Harlem Shake is offensive.
No, it's not what we're saying.
Clearly, if the word spaz is offensive, then I know the Harlem Shake is offensive.
You better not do that.
See, look at Taylor. She don't care. She's just doing it.
You're going to get canceled.
I'm canceling.
You just offended me.
Wow.
All right, but let's get to rumors.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The
rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Janet Jackson is on the cover of Essence. Looking amazing. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures inside the magazine, but she sat down and chatted with them for her cover feature, and she does say that she does have music coming. She has taken a break. She said, even though it's something that I absolutely love, it still is my work, my job. There will be music at some point. Exactly when, I can't say just yet, but there will be. I love it too much not to do it. This is all I know. There's so much I want to do, but my number one job is being a mama. And she also said, though she's been famous for most of her life, notoriety isn't something that she craves. She claims that her awards, like her Grammys, aren't even displayed in her home. She said, that's not important to me, whether I did or didn't win, to be quite honest. It's really the body of music touching people and how it impacts their lives that matters to me. It's not the accolades. I honestly don't think about that stuff.
I mean, it's a great position to be in because Janet Jackson never has to record another song in her life if she don't want to.
Mm-hmm. But she loves it.
That's what I'm saying. I can listen. Yeah. Janet can do That's the Way Love Goes for the rest of her life and I'll be perfectly okay.
And those videos, Pleasure Principle, I think, is one of the best videos of all time.
That's right. Rhythm Nation going to always be a Halloween costume every year for somebody.
What's the one with Heavy D?
One with Heavy D.
The video with Heavy D. She did Heavy D.
I know what you're talking about. I have that song on my gym playlist.
It's a dope video.
Janet Jackson and Heavy D.
You know what song that is. Man, I can't.
It's not All Right With You, right?
All right. Yeah, I think it is. Is it? No.
The Google's right in front of y'all.
Yeah, Google it while I'm doing my job over here.
Like a muff.
All right, now, Post Malone says that he writes most of his lyrics while on the toilet. He was on the Howard Stern Show. Here's what he said.
Nah, it literally comes to me because I write all my songs on the can.
What songs have you written while
I'd say about 30% of all my albums have been written on the 60% of lyrics have been written on the
And when you say written on
hey,
the
Howard, how long, what's your average
Literally, I and I'm off of there in 2 minutes. I've learned my lesson. You're going to get roids and you're going to get all kinds. But if you're writing hit songs on the can, then just sit there.
I'm like hour and a half, 2 hours.
But you're not that whole time, but you're sitting there. Are you pushing the whole time? Because you really could get hemorrhoids, and I'm not making a joke.
It's my special zone.
I want to know how nice his bathroom is that he can spend 2 hours in it.
I'm sure it's really nice.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's not pushing for 2 hours.
He's just sitting there, chilling.
You pushing for 2 hours, you're having a baby, Post Malone.
Absolutely.
I don't even feel like I have time to have 2 hours to be on the toilet.
Nobody does. Something's wrong if you're pooping for 2 hours.
Well, I guess he's not pooping. He's just writing rhymes. So he probably gets there, gets in his zone.
Do you flush? Or do you just let the doo-doo sit in there for 2 hours?
I wonder if he's butt naked or if he just only has his pants down.
Gotta be butt naked.
It has to be.
Because your clothes gonna smell like poo if you're sitting there for 2 hours and just let it simmer. It's like marinating in
pee. I wouldn't have 2 hours in there. My kids would be knocking on the door. My wife would be knocking on the door.
Who got 2 hours and just be sitting on the toilet? It must be amazing to
be
white.
Well, he just had a baby, so maybe now he can't.
Clearly he had a baby. He's been pushing for 2 hours. He's pushing for 2 hours. You need to have a baby.
All right, Nas is going to be co-directing Showtime's upcoming Supreme Team documentary with a behind-the-scenes look at the 80s Queens hustlers. So the Supreme Team story is going to be told through the eyes of the leaders, Kenneth Supreme McGriff and his nephew, Gerald Prince Miller.
Irv ain't doing it?
Yeah, I thought Irv was doing it.
He's in it, but he's interviewed in it. I actually have learned a lot about this.
I thought Irv would have been.
Well, I think Irv's doing the movie.
Yeah, this is a documentary. Mm-hmm. The movie is different. This documentary is actually being told by Supreme and his nephew. So here is the trailer.
Supreme Team was one of the most notorious conglomerates in the country.
Supreme was the boss. Prince would be the underboss.
These guys were juggernauts, bigger than life.
They lived by a code.
Get cars, get money. Get rich.
Jamaica Queens.
I was selling 10 to 15 keys a week. We were branching out all over Long Island.
Crack was the engine that transformed the city.
If Einstein grew up in the projects, he would have been selling drugs.
You don't want to fight a war forever. The longer you stay in that war, the greater the chance of you getting killed.
Good.
They were part of the reason why I'm into cars like I'm into cars. I would see them all the time on Jamaica Avenue driving up and down Queens, and everything from BMWs to Mercedes to Ferraris to...
I thought Clue was the reason you got into cars and DJing.
No, Clue was the reason
you been switching up your origin story.
No, Clue was the reason I got into DJing.
And Supreme is still in jail, so I know he was doing interviews from there.
You said that Clue pulled up in like some fly car looking cute, and you was like, yo, ever since then, you was like, where'd you get that car?
I didn't
say that. And he said to you, DJing. Because you said everybody that you knew that had a nice car was a drug dealer. That was your origin story when you was with Marvel. Now you with DC, no. You switching it up.
See, it didn't happen like that. It's like, I didn't ever say Clue was cute.
You don't remember that, Yee?
No, I never said Clue was cute. I said Clue pulled up in a car and I asked
what
he
did. So you're saying
Clue's
not cute?
Oh, my goodness. Why do y'all do this to me?
Why do you do it to yourself?
This is the rumor report, man.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start some more rumors.
I mean, it's over. It's a wrap. That's it. No
more
to it.
People's choice mix. Go ahead, Envy.
Why y'all do this to me?
I can't believe you said he's not cute. You
did. I didn't say he wasn't cute.
That's not what he said back in the day. 10 years ago. I guess this is the reboot.
So take it back and say that he's cute now.
The reboot, your origin story is different.
I'm not saying he's cute. I'm not saying he's not cute.
He's somewhere in the middle.
I'm not messing with y'all,
Jesus,
man.
Like your sexuality. He's somewhere in the middle. It's on the spectrum.
Ew, what was that?
How Envy sounded when you first met Clue.
Y'all not going to make me gay today, all right? It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry, Clue. I don't know why they do this.
You know what?
He'd be minding his business.
The People's Choice mixes up next. You know Clue hates when y'all do this
he
to him.
He does hate when you do that.
I've done nothing to Clue, sir.
You know, I'm not messing with
that
y'all.
That is not my origin
It's
story.
The People's Choice that mixes up next. Get your request. I hate y'all. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. Set cell phone reminders or place something you'll need in the back seat so you don't forget your child is in the car. Look for your baby before you lock. Yeah. You don't need no other body.
You don't need no other body. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And let me shout out to Houston. Of course, my car show is going down this Sunday. And let me just tell all the residents and everybody in Houston, you know, me and Trey and Lynn and Mr. Rogers and Bumby, we're going back and forth. Those are my brothers. There is no problems. There is no, somebody's like, oh, it's going to be like an East Coast, West Coast beef. No, we're just having fun. That is my brother. I speak to Trey every day.
Over a damn car show?
Yes. I don't know what they thought, but those are my brothers. Like, we're just having fun. It's different car cultures. Of course, I'm from New York, so, you know, we're bringing a New York culture. They're Houston cultures. We are family. It's no problems. And people are like, oh, are they beefing? No. No, that's my brother. Like, we are cool. I come to all his events. He comes to mine. We're just having fun with the car show. So if you haven't got your tickets, go on out and get your tickets. And it's a family fun day. Also, shout to Kirk Franklin for joining us this morning.
Yes, that was an amazing interview. I love talking to Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, he was very honest, very open.
He has no problem being transparent about anything. I've never heard him be like, I don't want to talk about that.
Right. So shout out to Kirk Franklin and also Jessica Nabongo. She's an author. She has the book, The Catch Me If You Can. She's the first black woman to travel to every country. That's 195 countries.
How she don't have a TV show, a travel show?
She got one coming up.
Oh, she does?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
She announced that on here. And like we said, this book was with National Geographic. So mm-hmm. that's a big deal.
All right, so make sure you pick up the book and we'll be back with the positive note. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. And before we do the positive note, man, I just want to tell everybody the Tribeca Film Festival is still going on. You know I have a movie at the Tribeca Film Festival that I executive produced called 88. Our last screening is this Saturday at 2:15 p.m. at the Village East by Angelica. Here in New York City. So if you want to go get tickets for that, just go to TribecaFilm.com/films88. Or you can just go to my Instagram, C to God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D, and the link to purchase tickets for that are in my bio. Okay? Okay. Now listen, the positive note is simply this. Some of you are unaware just how amazing you really are. The way you make people laugh, the way you lift others up, are spread love, all right? You do this even though you are struggling too, and I think that makes you such an effing beautiful human being, and I just want to remind you of that today.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years. Switch to The General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.